Blog
of the A New Day show. Today is my special birthday, and I am so in this time with you this morning. So for those of you who are out there and decide you are joining me this morning, I am extremely, extremely happy about this segment this morning, and my Facebook friend or any of the social media friend, I just want you to know that I'm here with you until the end. I am not sure if you are hearing me, but I hope you are. And the first thing I would like to do this morning for this special episode of my birthday show is to share my devotional with you. Desert. And this reads, "Praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion." And that comes from Psalm 134, verses 1 through 3. You may see this as a strange time to worship, ministering by night in the house of the Lord. Indeed, worshiping at night during the depth of our sorrows is a difficult thing, yet therein lies the blessing, for it is in the test of perfect faith. If I desire to know the truth, to know the true depth of my friend's love, I must see how he responds during the winter seasons of my life, and if it is the same with divine love. It is easy for me to worship in the summer sunshine when the beautiful melodies of life seem to fill the air, and the lush fruit of life is still on the trees. But when the songbird ceases and the fruit falls from the tree, will my heart continue to sing? Will I remain in God's house at night? Will I love him simple for who he is? Am I willing to keep watch for 1 hour with him in the garden in his Gethsemane? Will I help him to carry his cross up the road of suffering to Calvary? Will I stand beside him in his dying moments with Mary, his mother, and John, the beloved disciple? Would I be able, with Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, to take the dead Christ from the cross? If I can do this thing, then my worship is complete and my blessing glorious. Then I have indeed shown him love during the time of his humiliation. My faith has seen him in his lowest state, and yet my heart has recognized him, his majesty, through his humble disguise. And at last I truly know that I desire not the gift, but the giver. Yes, when I can remain in his house during the darkness of night and worship him, I have accepted him for himself alone. And there is a poem I want to share. Good morning, ho. I will be with you in a minute. I am just sharing my daily devotion for the rest of the world. The poem reads, "My goal is God himself, not joy nor peace, nor even blessing, but himself, my God. It's his to lead me there, not mine, but his, at any cost, dear Lord, by any road. So faith bounds forward to its goal in God, and love can trust her, Lord, to lead her there. Upheld by him, my soul is following hard, till the Lord has fulfilled my deepest prayer. No matter if the way is sometimes dark, no matter though the cost is often great, he knows the way for me to reach the mark. The road that leads to him is sure and straight. One thing is sure, I cannot tell him no. One thing I do, I press towards my Lord, giving God my glory here as I go, knowing in heaven waits my great reward. I just thought that was so fitting for the time we are going through, and I wanted to share this with the people who come today to spend my birthday with me. And I have my first caller on. I noticed the caller tried for a couple of times before we were on the air. Caller, good morning. Your first three digits are 818. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Good morning. You're on the air. Caller number 818 are your first three digits. Good morning. I'm not sure whether or not the caller is hearing me. Can you all hear me? Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 111. Good morning. Are you hearing me? Thank you. today is my special. Better. So someone is saying it's very staticky. Please let me know when it is clearer. I am not sure what is happening. So please let me know when it is clearer. Just type something for me and let me clear. I was not able to get the caller on the air before, and I'm trying here now to get us up. Today is a very special day for me, so please work for me, Blog Talk. Don't do anything about my special day other than let it be a beautiful day. So, no one is saying anything in there, so I don't know whether we are hearing or not. So, just bear with me here until we get things up and running here. So I'm going to be signing out and I'm logging back in. And just to continue and see what is happening here. So we are just praying that everything works fine. So we are supposed to be on the air. So if you are hearing me out there, please please call in and let me know. So if you are out there and if you are hearing me, no, the number to call is 64. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Now I can, because at first it was nothing but static.
Oh, it was static. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So thank you so very much. I just wanted to say that. And that was my friend, Trish. Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So good morning. If you are now out there, you can call. The number is 646-915-8166. And the lines are now open. You can please call me and let us just talk about anything you want to talk to me about on this special day. Today is my birthday. And I decided I wanted to have this segment and just have some conversation with some people. So don't disappoint me. Please call 646-915-8166. I know my friend Jan from Scotland. I know she was in the chat room earlier on, and she wasn't hearing me. DA was also there, and I thank you guys very much. But early this morning, I was able to talk with my son, Javonte, who called me from Jamaica. And I said to him, "Oh, it's a good thing you remembered my birthday." And he chuckled, because I always say, you know, men don't remember special days, but my Javonte remembered my birthday, and that was a good thing for me. You know that a lot of times people say, "Well, oh, I don't want to say my age and all of that. You shouldn't ask a lady her age and all of that." But it's a blessing to celebrate another year and you are still alive to talk about it and to share it with loved ones. And for me, I am I am blessed to be alive, and I'm not embarrassed about my age. Today is my 62nd birthday, and I'm happy, and I'm very appreciated that God has blessed me, and I'm still around to be able to serve people in a loving, kind way. And on this note too, I do have a few friends that share birthdays in this month, and I want to give a shout out to my friend Alicia. Alicia Andrews have a birthday on the 15th. Sherry Burling has a birthday on the 13th. My Aunt Ida has a birthday on the 14th. Diana Burgos has a birthday on the 17th. I know Connie Hempel also have a birthday in this month. And my friend Lorraine Grizzly in Jamaica also have a birthday in December. My sister-in-law Marie have a birthday in December as well. So I'm surrounded by a lot of December people who have birthdays, and we are special people. We are indeed humble servants. We love to serve people. We love to add value to people's lives, and we always take every opportunity that we can get to bring light into someone's life. And I'm not only saying that to give accolade to myself, but I can truly say this here today because so many of my friends were born in the month of December, and they are great people. They have high values and morals for themselves. They know what they are about, and they are just great friends to have. They are wonderful leaders. They are patient, and they will listen to you. So if you are looking to have a genuine friend in your life, just find a Sagittarian person, and they are going to be committed to you for the rest of your lives. They are true friends, friends in need and indeed. You know, just like the devotional that I shared earlier on about worshiping in the dark, you know, and that's what my friends do for me when I am experiencing down times and challenging times. They are always here for me. There is another poem I would like to read, and it comes too from Streams of the Desert, and as a matter of fact, it accompanied December 10th devotional, and it reads, "Once I hear a song of sweetness, as it filled the morning air, sounding in its bliss, completeness, like a tender pleading prayer. And I sought to find the singer where the wondrous song was born. And I found a bird quite wounded, pinned down by a cruel thorn. I have seen a soul in sadness, while its wings with pain were furled, giving hope and cheer and gladness. That sound blessed a weeping world. And I knew that life of sweetness was of pain and sorrow bore, and stricken soul was singing with its heart against a thorn. You are told of one who loved you, of a Savior crucified. You are told of nails that held him and a spear that pierced his side. You are told of cruel surgeon, of a Savior bearing scorn, and he died for your salvation with his brow against a thorn. You are not above the master. Will you breathe a sweet refrain? And with his grace will be sufficient when your heart is pierced with pain. Will you live to bless his loved ones through your life be bruised and torn? I just enjoy this so much. Like the bird that sings so sweetly with his heart against the thorn. And, you know, in our lives there are a lot of torn times, and we are stuck by thorn just like these birds. And we got to know where our strength comes from and just hold on and press in to whatever is going on. I want to say good morning to guest number 340. And if you can hear me, please let me know, because I was having difficulties this morning. Please let me know if you can hear me. And if you have anything you want to say to me on this birthday, let me know if you can hear me. So I want to welcome guest number 340. Please type and let me know if you can hear me. And if you want to tell me where you're joining me from, I would appreciate that. Earlier on, I had to hang up and log back in because I was having sound problems. So please let me know if you are hearing me. Today is a special segment. I put this segment together. This is my birthday special. So please let me know. Let me know if you can hear me. So I have guest number 340 on, and I'm not sure where they're calling from, so where they're joining us from. So I am just looking to see that. Okay, we have a caller on. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Daphne. How you doing? This is DA.
Good morning, DA. The enemy was trying to push his ugly head up. I couldn't hear this morning, and I'm not sure whether it's clearer now. Is it?
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah, because I called in a little earlier on a Skype line, and then everything just went staticky.
Yes, because there are quite a few people who were calling in, and when I put them on the air, I couldn't hear anything. And so I was kind of disappointed. But, you know, I thank you for coming on my birthday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday and very many more to you, so.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, there is a home for girls in Jamaica that was founded by two great women in Jamaica, and it's called the Irwin Home for Girls. And when Facebook sent me the notice about donating to a cause, I said, "What a unique idea!" And I was about to ask my supporters and followers to donate something to the girls' home, but for the life of me, I could not figure how to set it up. I sent an email blast out last night, and nobody knows, but I'm sure soon and very soon, somebody will know how to set it up. And when I get it up, I will just leave it up for people to donate to a cause. And I'll tell you, dear, a little bit about the girls' home. It is founded for girls who, so oftentimes they get pregnant and they can no longer be in the home with their families for whatever reason. So
okay.
This Irwin Home for Girls houses them, sends them to school, and their child can still live there with them as well.
And okay.
There are other girls who are not pregnant, but their home situation is not really positive. So they get to go in here. They get mentored. They get on personal development programs, self-esteem programs, and, you know, grooming and all the things that will help them to be effective adults out
okay.
in the real world. So that's
great.
It's very passionate to me, and that's one thing I hold dear and close to my heart. So I'm
right. Yeah, it sounds really powerful.
Yes.
Because I did check on getting that call set up for you as well, and I couldn't find anything.
I know, and there are a couple of my other friends on Facebook. They were trying into the wee hours of this morning, and we just couldn't figure it out. And I mean, I think we are smart people, but
right.
the interesting thing is that I've sent several emails back to the help desk. I haven't heard from anybody, so I figure they probably want you to just buy into what they have. But although those are good causes, you know, we still have our own stuff because we are so involved in the community, you know?
Right, right.
So, and
on that note, I tell you what, on that note, because something just hit me, but we'll talk about it offline sometime. There may be another way that you can approach that, you know, so we'll touch bases later today offline.
Yes.
And I have an idea about something. So, you know, we'll talk. But, hey, you enjoy your day today. And I know, you know, I just know that you're going to have a very, very prosperous New Year. So, definitely. Okay, are you still there? Hello?
DA.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you. I thought I lost the call for a minute there.
Yeah, it was going, getting some interference, so I couldn't hear you. You said you had an idea, and we will talk off air.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and you have a great show, and I'll be listening in. I'm actually in as a guest, so. Okay.
Thank you, DA. Thank you very much.
Okay, bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was my colleague and friend, DA Williams, out of Ohio, and he is another powerful man of God. He has his own show. Yes, good morning, Liara Covert. Good morning, and thank you for joining me. This is my very special birthday, as you know, and I thank you for joining me. If you have a question for me, you can please type it and I would read it. If you have a question, please type. Yes, and so DA is on listening, and we have Liara Covert on. I'm sure that's one of my friends from Blog Talk or from my Facebook. And I'm so blessed to have so many wonderful people on. And as for those of you who were probably listening, you heard me was explaining about the Irwin Girls Home that I am looking and setting up a non-profit to benefit, and that is on, it's located in Montego Bay, Jamaica, West Indies. It is a great service to the young women on the island, and even though it is located in Montego Bay, women from across the island get the benefit of that home. And that home is was founded and run by Jacqueline Kennedy, which is not the Jacqueline Kennedy you know here. I have another friend on the island who is Jacqueline Kennedy as well, and Christine Dexter. Those two women are very passionate about empowering the young women, and they have been running this for many years. They have secured a property, and they are expanding in so many amazing ways in services for these young women. And I promise them that whatever I can do to help the organization, I was going to do that. So that is my nonprofit that is dear to my heart, and I will continue to support them in whatever way I can. I know sometimes in the summer months I'll be going down there to do retreats and workshops for the women, and you know, glamour makeovers and all that. So people who want to donate to that cause, you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com, and soon I'm going to have this up on my website so people can go directly there and just donate to the cause, and for people who want to go to Jamaica and work with the girls in the home, I would welcome that too, because I know that there are a lot of people out there in their own businesses who are passionate about women and girls, and you would want to serve them. So please discuss that with me in an email, or if you want to call any segment of my show and have us talk about that, I would greatly appreciate it. And again, please, my number to call in is 646-915-8166. And I know that people had called in earlier on. I couldn't hear you. Someone had called from the 818 area code. So call back again. Let me hear you. I know on the guest list, I had quite a few people who said they were going to join me today. And I would love to hear your voices. I would love for you to tell me, you know, what your thoughts are about the work that I do. And I mean, everybody needs a little encouragement. So please call me and let me know anything that you have on your mind about the work that I do. I know some of you who are listening, you probably watch A New Day cable TV show. That's another one of my ministry that I focus on imparting into people's lives in different communities. And that show runs out in St. Louis, Missouri. It runs here in Connecticut on three different networks, on Comcast, on Stardust, and SoundView. And I enjoy that, and I felt that I have been feeling over these many years that's what the Lord wants me to do for people. Because although I'm a life coach, teacher, and trainer, a lot of people
is really does not understand what we do. So when I give the service on the TV show, that is a format that I also use to help empower you to live an authentic, purposeful life. Because, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot of challenges and struggles now, and we have to understand who we are and who we are. And when we understand those two things, we will have things much clearer than the times when we did not understand. For example, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I can't be a Christian and I can't do this because it requires you to live a special way. And I tell you, I'm a Christian. It shows that, for me, it shows that I have a real connection with my Lord and Savior. He is the master architect of my life. And being a Christian and being extremely spiritual does not mean that I live life any different when I'm at home, I'm at work, I'm on the street. My spirituality allows me to be consistent. My spirituality allows me to be true. My spirituality allows me to be committed and faithful. On the other hand, there was a time in my life when I was religious. And what I found out those times was that religion has a lot of man-made rules. And that is what gets people confused. And sometimes it keeps them isolated. But it has been a blessing to my life, and it has really added true value to my life when I really tap into my spirituality and understand how I can use that to enhance the things that I do. Because I can ask my father to show me the direction you want me to take today. For example, just giving you an illustration. And if I decide that there is something I want to take part in, I really don't need to be picking up my telephone and calling everybody and asking them, do you think I should do X, Y, or Z? Instead, I become still and I look inside deep and connect with my spirituality. And I can have an inside dialogue to find out whether or not what I am about to get involved in is indeed a part of my values and my morals. And so long as I keep myself still, the answer will come. And I know for people who are out there listening and are sometimes so confused with the direction they ought to go to. Yes, they are probably in jobs and everything that they are feeling burnt out, and they really don't know what they want to do. I tell you, try to develop a life around spirituality. Understand what spirituality means, and you will have such clear vision of everything in life that you were created for. You know, one of my mentors and teachers, he's no stranger to the world. You know, he has a book in Pursuit of Purpose, and that's the book that changed my life. Because I had no true understanding about purpose and calling and all of that until I read that book. So I was having a kind of turmoil between my spirit and my head for years. And when I read that book, I said, oh my heavens, everything became so clear to me. And it was when I read that book that I got the blueprint for the life that I now live. The blueprint to me made it clear on what it is that God wants me to do. You know that we were all created for purpose, and I am so happy that I have eventually stepped into my true calling and purpose. And I have not arrived by no means, but I am a student in the kingdom. I am a true student in the kingdom. And I can say that with confidence. I can say that with reassurance. Because as long as I remain a student in the kingdom, all the decisions that I make will be the right one. Because I am indeed just allowing my Savior, my mentor, my teacher, the Savior of my life, the Lord Jesus Christ, to work through me. So what I'm telling you today is that I'm only a vessel. I am a vessel that makes mistakes. I am a vessel that is not perfect. However, because of the sacrifice that my Father has made for me, I can live a life of assurance knowing that exactly you don't have to be perfect. You just need to be obedient and follow the direction you are directing. And I want to remind you that you are called, you can call 646-915-8166, and you are listening to Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, on this special scheduled episode of my A New Day show. And I decided I was having this segment because I wanted to celebrate my birthday with my listeners and my supporters. So, for those of you who had called in earlier on and I was having problems getting you up online, then we were having a lot of interference, and I do apologize for that. And I encourage you now, for those, if you're still listening, please call back. I know my friend from Scotland, she was on earlier on, and there's some other people that did not recognize their phone number. So I'm encouraging you, please call me back, 646-915-8166. And although this was meant for my special birthday segment, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you that on the 30th, we are having a very special show for you. Some of the experts that I've had on the show since I have started back in March, they have agreed to come back, and we will be doing segment called Positioning for Relaunch in 2010. Positioning for Relaunch in 2010. So that's going to be, we're going to have a panel of expert guests, and they are some of the guests that you listen to on the show during this, this year, 2017. And of course, this year is when we started. Keep going back to the website and looking at the blog. Hopefully, I'll get their pictures up there. I'm just waiting to get confirmation from three others. I already have confirmation from three, so we are at least going to have at least three or a maximum of 15 channels. And that's going to be a powerful segment to close the year off. And my friend, Pat, I haven't heard from her in a while. I know she's probably at work. And she's listening. So I hope you're doing well, my sister. If I could hear from you on my birthday, it would be a great thing. And it is just an amazing thing to be able to have this kind of system that allows us to reach out to people all over the world and to serve you. I know in the coming year or towards the end of this year, I will also be having my radio show on another network, on WGKK Radio. And I think I'm looking on having it on Sunday evening at about 8 o'clock. People should be winding down and sit and really enjoy the show. So I'm encouraging you to come there and join me and support me here as well, support the work I do. I will be looking for sponsors to sponsor. As you know, the emphasis of my show is geared and focused on the empowerment of the education, the inspiration, and the empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business owners. And all the experts that I invite here are experts in those areas and continually blessing my listeners and really pass out a wealth of information to them. So again, if you're wondering why I'm here just talking to myself, this is a special episode that I am doing for my special recording. I was hoping that my board would be lit up and all of that, but I think, you know, the people who called in earlier on and were having difficulty, they probably thought that I didn't get back to them. So I'm encouraging you, if you're listening and if you're hearing my voice, please call in at 646-915-8166. And as we come to the close of this year, 2009, I encourage everyone to start planning for the things we are looking for in the coming years. And I'm saying the coming years because there are some of us who have extremely large goals. Goals that we will not be completing in 2010, but the goals that will go beyond 2010. But however, we need to start planning now so we can just approach our goals one by one instead of becoming overwhelmed with them. And with that being said, on February the 18th through the 21st, We are doing a vision conference. And I say we because of some of my partners are collaborating. Some of my colleagues, rather, we are collaborating on this vision weekend conference. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you who the invited speakers are. Some of the invited speakers are Ms. Dolores Presley, born successful, out of the Canton, Ohio area. We have Mr. Jim Memley for Better Business Builders in New York City. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth, the soul, and he is out of Detroit. And we have Ms. Celia Coker out of Chicago. And we have Dr. Tia Mills out of Massachusetts. And we have Mrs. Gail Martin out of Arizona. And we have Ms. Riley Kingsley out of Arizona as well. And those are, and Ms. Chantel, Mrs. Chantel King out of New York. And of course, myself, Daphne Clark Hudson. And I am not, I don't think you're listening to me. So those are the invited guests. Oh yes, I did miss someone. We have the Passion Coaching Staff, Coach B. Darren Coach B. Andrews out of the Delaware area. So for those of you who are into the personal development arena for any period of time, you know that those names are the powerhouse in this industry. So I am looking forward to you joining us on February the 18th for that powerful vision weekend. You're going to get information, you're going to meet with a roadmap and a vision board that will help you stay on track. You'll have the ability to sign up for coaching there on the spot, and you know that coaches just help to hold you accountable. We don't do it for you. We hold you accountable to fulfilling your vision and get a clear understanding of your vision. Because unless you have a clear vision in front of you, you cannot accomplish goals. Because a lot of people tend to think that goals and visions are the same thing. No, they are not. Your vision is your big picture of your legacies and what you're looking for. And your goals are just stepping stones to reach that legacy. So we hope that you will come and spend that weekend for us. We will be having vendors, so we're going to have food spaces. So you're listening, you're here, and you have a business, you need to be there so that you can have a clearer picture, get the support you need to get the abundant success that we all deserve. And you know, we are in the area of joint venture. So don't be staying home by yourself and thinking, oh, I don't have the money to go. You cannot afford not to be here, because the same way that I'm securing a joint venture to through this event call, you can come here and possibly find your next joint venture partner that will help to lead you towards the abundant success that you so greatly deserve. We cannot be lone rangers and be alone. I know this week we were, I was talking with Sharon Bouchard on my show, and she was saying that, you know, in America, there are brought up to think that you can do it by yourself, you know, for yourself or by your own bootstraps. And, but now, we need the partners, we need the judgment to see so we can pool the resources, because Lord knows that there are some of us that are extremely stronger in one area than the other. And we don't need to be out here by ourselves and doing things by ourselves. We can partner with people and get things done on a broader scale with more magnitude and reach more people. You know, I'm so excited about this medium of the blog talk radio because it has allowed me to build relationships across the globe. And I tell you, next year, I probably will do my birthday in the night time because I think most people are at work today and they cannot get to celebrate. So, just a thought that I will do my birthday in the night time. Hopefully, that I will hear from some people. I know quite a few people called me on the phone during the morning before I was on the air. And they said, oh, I want to catch you before you go on the show. So I guess they did not want to be heard on the air. So, again, the number to call me to wish me happy birthday is 646-915-8166. And I was so excited when I saw my cousin had reserved that he was going to be on the line. I know he's a photographer, he lives in the UK, and maybe due to calls, so due to calls, I'm sure maybe he's more important than his cousin or his elder. I love you still, Miguel, and it's great to have you on my Facebook so I can see and see abreast of what each other is doing.
With five candles on top, and it reads,
What do I wish for your birthday? Just anything and everything that makes you feel special. And under that, it has a golden star. And my wish doesn't stop on your birthday, but continues on through a wonderful year that seems made especially for you. Have a wonderful day. And that card came from my friend Charlotte. And I got some e-cards. I got a lot of e-cards when I wasn't drinking. I should probably have printed them all. But I have received all the cards. I have received all the written messages on Facebook from all my friends who you're either, some of you are at a conference and some of you are at work. And yes, I do not want you to jeopardize your job for calling in. But for those of you who sent me messages early on this morning from all across the world, and I thank you very much for those warm greetings. I receive e-cards from my friends on Tab, Facebook, Twitter, the Fan Club International, the Online Empowerment Institute, all the social media things that I belong to. People took the time out this morning, yesterday, this morning to let me know that they appreciate our virtual relationship. And I love you, my sister and friend Facebook took the time to call me this morning, and I know she is battling a little cough and things like that. So I pray for your speedy recovery, my sister. Get well, you're a second person. Another powerful woman of God who does a lot for the ministry overseas years and days in different countries, sometimes twice a year to minister there to people to see the children of other programs that they do. There's a lot of women and men as well who are doing a lot of amazing, amazing things. Again, I have 34 minutes remaining, so please give me a call at 646-915-8166. And again, I'm going to remind you to keep watching my website on my pages for when I get my calls up and running for my birth. Oh, my girl's home that I have adopted in Jamaica. The Irwin Girl's Home, located in Irwin, just outside of Montego Bay. For those of you who know, and I know there's lots of Jamaicans who are listening, and I'm doing this information. So I want you to pull your checkbook out when you see that cause, and I want you to be generous to my cause so we can serve those young people and just impact their lives in a certain way. And we have 33 minutes remaining on my happy birthday. And although I only got a call from DA, and I got a call from John on Skype and everything like that, I know you all love me. And even if you all are saying differently, I know what is true, and I know that you all love me with the love of the Lord, which is unconditional. And I love you for all of that. The one thing I do ask is that you continue to pray for me, that God will continue using me in the coming year in a mighty, powerful way. I want to be sold out to him, because I know that he has great things for me to do, not only in America, not only in Jamaica, but across the world. And I want your support, I need your prayers, so that I will be obedient in following through on the things that God has called me to do. There's another great friend I didn't mention in the birthday wishes, and it is Minister Juliana. And that's another powerful woman of God. She knows, I haven't, she knows how to pray. And Sister Juliana, she's up in the Waterbury area, and she has, her ministry is a prayer line on the telephone where 3 times a day people from across the world get on this phone line and they pray for each other. Excuse me. And they pray for people across the world. And the first time of the day they start praying is at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I think they have another prayer at 12 and then at 9 p.m. at night. They have a prayer. And I've met her. And she's another powerful woman of God that has helped to support the things I do and to just keep me lifted up to Christ. And it's a pity I don't have the number here. So if I find the number before I get off the show, I will certainly share it with you, so you can go on the line and, you know, you may have some prayer needs. Oh, and what you know, the Lord is indeed good. The number for that prayer line is 218-486-1611, and the code is 1234 on the number. So again, the number for that powerful prayer line that I want to share with you, that's run by Sister Juliana, and it's open to people from all over the world. The telephone number is 218-486-1611. And once you dial that number, they will ask you for your code. And the code is 1234. And the morning prayer starts at 7, at 5 a.m. And it goes for 2 hours until 7. And the night one starts at 9 p.m. and it goes until 10:15. I know sometimes we are on there until 11. Yes, and I think there is one at 12 noon as well. So if you are looking for additional prayer, which I know we all need, call that number up at any time, you know. I know sometimes people go on there because people are speaking into different languages. If speaking different languages, they get discouraged and they have, but don't do that, because remember, God speaks all different languages. He's multi-talented. He understands everything. So you go on and you press in your English or whatever language you speak. He still understands and can answer your request. So go on there and then please call me and let me know if you indeed reach into that prayer ministry and what you can do. What he did for your life. And so I'm happy that I did find the number to share with you. And we have 27 minutes remaining. And the number you can call me to wish me happy birthday or just to give a remark or a comment is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And if you are at work and you cannot speak on the phone and you want to type in the chat room, you just go to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/DAPHNE-Clark-Hudson, and you can join the live chat that is there. So, again, 26 minutes remaining, and I am here on my special birthday. It is the 11th of December, and it is my birthday. As you all know, that I wrote hundreds of blogs, and I said that it was on the 11th of December, 1947, that when Leonora Scarlett Crumb gave birth to a beautiful heavenly baby girl on the sunny island of Jamaica, West Indies. Her father, James Clark, excited by her beauty and filled with pride and joy, immediately named her Sue. The name she still affectionately called by loved ones and those close to her in silence when she visits. Please allow me to celebrate my special day with you. My listeners and supporters around the world, there is a virtual birthday party, and which is where I am here now. Several of you called in this morning, and although I couldn't get you on the air, I want to thank you for coming on and, you know, attempting to spend this time with me or to speak a word of encouragement to you. I found VA for calling me. I found my son Javante for calling me bright and early this morning from Jamaica, West Indies, which was a great treat and a blessing. Because when he was living home here, he oftentimes used to get my birthday, so I was happy that he remembered. It just goes to show that he's now a man, he's adult. My baby is 27 years old. And even though he's my baby, he's 27, he's going to be my baby. So he's like, you mothers probably know what I'm talking about. So keep my son in prayer too, that the Lord will use him in the coming year and beyond, and that he will make himself be available for God to use. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And you are listening to Dynamic Gathering, this segment of the A New Day show, which was scheduled to spend my birthday with each and every one of you. And on this Wednesday of the regular scheduled segment of the show, I'll be having Dr. Carlton Heisman. He'll be coming on to share his amazing story as a successful business person in the packaging industry. Dr. Heisman will be coming on to share his story with us and to encourage us as entrepreneurs and small business owners to follow our hearts and do the things that the Lord may and our spirit. And our second guest for that segment is going to be Sabrina Lamb. And Sabrina is out of New York. And she has the World of Money, which is an organization that works with grooming our young people for making committed lifestyle, understanding around the money management, you know. It was on Wednesday, Cheryl and I wanted to talk about it. Nobody teaches us about money when we are young. And I'm excited that this has now changed. And when I noticed that that was what Sabrina was doing, I said, I need to get that to the first year. We need to empower our young people so that they understand the value of money and how to treat it, you know, and about investments and all of that. So they will have to stay on the phone. And this is what this organization is, World for Money. World of Money, excuse me. And we are going to have them on the 16th. Then on the 23rd of December, I'm having Chef Kalai White out of New Jersey. He's going to be coming on to share his story. A day in the life of a chef. He's going to tell us how he got into that line of work and what it would be like. And all of that. And after, and the second person, we are going to have Think, Believe, and Manifest expert, Candice out of Georgia, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Candice will be coming on and sharing with us how to think, believe, and then manifest.
Thank you.
one thing we need to know as a people, if we are thinking that we are walking in our calling and purpose, and it only surrounds and benefits us, it is not right, because our purpose and our calling is bigger than us. So that means it has to, and it needs to, include and incorporate. So if your vision, your vision, and your purpose and your mission and something selfish, just around you or your family, you are really off the mark, you are missing the whole picture, and you will just need to just look around you, and there are so many different causes and different individuals that you can include in the vision. And if you sit still enough, Father will always tell you where to go, how to start, and don't ask, you know, how you're going to get it done, because honestly and truly, He does not tell us to do anything that He's not going to support us in and sustain us through, and just take us all through. So, don't be afraid, don't be worried. Whoever He selects, He will provide for. If He selects you, He's going to provide for you. If He chose you, He's going to support you. If He calls you, He's going to protect you. Know that you are never alone. I'm here to tell you, if this girl who was born and raised in Jamaica was single, up on the hilltop in Kingston, walked barefooted, knowing that she's sick, if I can be on this blog for Global Internet Radio, talking to you, so can you. Because God is no respecter of persons. He selects and uses everyone who makes themselves available, and who makes and who becomes obedient to His call. So, make yourself available, make yourself obedient, keep yourself still and quiet so you can hear His instructions for the direction that He wants for you to go. You know, a lot of times I was speaking with a lady in one of my classes, and she was saying to me, when I realized what my purpose in life was, I was shocked, she said, because I cannot believe that it was something that fit. And that is so true. A lot of people look only for big things, huge things. But I'm here to tell you, do not discount the small things. Or as some people would call it, this is the beginning. Because it is in those from the beginning that your great history will begin. So don't only keep looking for the big things and say, oh, well, oh, my vision is not like this person, or it's not like that person. No, because their journey is not yours, and your journey is not theirs. Everybody has their own special uniqueness, and you cannot live my dream, you cannot travel my journey. You can support me, and you can encourage me, however, you cannot do it for me. And it's the same thing with each of you who are listening to this segment. Whether you are listening to it live or later on the podcast, The one thing I would love for you to engrave in your mind is that your journey and your mission is yours to carry out. The journey is yours to travel. And you rest if you may. You ask for support if you may. But don't you dare give up on it. Especially because somebody else did not believe in what you did. People will believe later on. Only you know within your heart of hearts what your father told you to do. Nobody else is there. Nobody knows you like you know you. Nobody was there when you and your father had that conversation and the direction he wanted you to go. And he said to you, my son, this is what I created you for. You were the only one who received it. And know that no one else is obligated to support your vision, your purpose, your mission. Even when no one else believes in the things you are doing, you need to believe in it. And you need to carry it. Because at the end, there will be others too. Once they see how successful you are, or how devoted and committed you are, then they are going to start coming over and say, I always know that you would do good. What do you want me to do? And sometimes your head will want to play games with you and telling you, oh, that person is the same person who told you that they did not support your dream. Ignore that. And that's the negative thing that they try to use to get you off your focus and your dream. So, don't pay any attention to that. When people really buy into the dream and want to support you, embrace it. Continue working with the support that you have. Because once people respect, trust, and believe in what you are doing, they will support you. I am thankful that I was able to spend this time. I thank the people who came in the chat room. I thank my friends that left me a message on Facebook and Twitter. And I appreciate the people who attempted to call in and I couldn't get you up. Appreciate the way for taking time off of this busy schedule to have a little conversation with me. He's someone that I respect. And I want to encourage you for this coming year, 2010, find out why God created you. He created you for a purpose. Remember, you can always reach me at 203-546-8210. You can email me at daphne@markatru.com or dynamicdaphne@aol.com. I'm always open to receive your message, and if you are on site, you can reach me at the Queen of the Empowered Soul on Skype, and we can have a telephone conversation. And I pray that I get to see you at the Vision Conference in February the 18th to the 21st, and that we can have a one-on-one in person conversation. We need your support here. We have some powerful people who have devoted and committed their entire career to help you empower and develop your careers and your life so that we can all be benefited from the abundant success that we are supposed to experience. And again, I want to remind you that on the 30th of December, which will be our last show for 2009, we are inviting back some of our experts that we had on the show during this past year. And they are coming, and we are going to be having conversations around positioning for a relaunch in 2010. And all of us need to do that. You know, it doesn't matter how long ago we started our business. We should always look for an opportunity for a relaunch. And this is what this show is going to talk about. It is going to give us all some pointers and how to accomplish a greater success. It will talk about how to partner with people, talk about how to, what to do to make extra income, and all of that. And a lot of these things that we're going to talk about, it's really effortless. It's not a lot of work. It's not taxing. It's not tedious. It's just so long as you have a computer, you can do those things. A lot of times we hear people are making 6 and 7 figures on the internet, and we wonder how they're going to do it. And I'm just learning some of that myself. So as you learn, so do I, and we are going to grow together. I again appreciate you and look forward to seeing each and every one of you next Wednesday the 16th right here on Blog Talk Radio. And our guest for the 16th will be Dr. Carlson Heisman and Ms. Sabrina Lam. Dr. Heisman is a business owner here, very large business here in Connecticut. And Ms. Lam is the executive director of the New York City, and she dedicates her time to the young people about understanding about money. And good morning, Neil Ryder. I didn't see you there. We are in the last 5 minutes of the show. And I'm sorry that you came a little late, but I appreciate you. And I don't know if you want to say something before we go. Please do so if you have a comment. So please type it if you have a question so I can address it quickly before I get to it. I thank you for stopping by to spend the birthday with me, and before we were having some technical difficulties. If you have a question, please type it. And if you don't, then I am glad you took the time to really stop by to listen to Happy Birthday segment. So again, with 3 minutes remaining, I thank all of you for listening. I love and appreciate you. I'm grateful for your prayers from across the world, and keep me lifted up that I may be obedient to God's call and allow Him to continue to use you. And if you have a unique story and you would love to be on the A New Day show, please, I am asking you to send me an email or call the show and let me know that you can, you would like to be a guest, or you can send me a message to the website. You can go to the blog talk radio site and go to my show. You can also send me a message from there as well. For all my supporters on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, and all the networks there. I greatly appreciate you. Sunshine 071 here. A5, I thank you. I'm in the last 3 minutes of the show. I thank you for stopping by to give me a shout out, and I will see you all later. I just thank God for each and every one of you. And as I always say, remember that you should not settle for mediocrity, because you are created for excellence. Follow your destiny, find your passion and your calling, and experience the abundant success that you are meant to experience. Have a good day.
I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.